Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
We're about to go back to school on SOS Radio, and Scott Fogo's a principal from Faith Lutheran High School in Summerlin, and we're making that transition from this lazy summer to a prosperous school year, Scott. How do we teach our kids to study when there's just so many distractions?
Well, it's always hard when kids come off a summer. They've been in the pool and playing Fortnite and sleeping in, and but we shock them right back in place when they come in. We have a great school and pretty difficult academics, challenging academics, and so we just kind of get them rolling right away.
As parents, what are some of the best study habits that we can just challenge our kids with?
Well, it's really simple. When we were growing up, we didn't have so many distractions. I think the number one thing we try to help our parents with is try to get the kids in a place where they remove their cell phones, they remove as many distractions as possible, especially when they're doing subjects that are hard for them. For some kids, math is really hard, but if they're getting interrupted in the middle of a program over and over again, or in the middle of a problem over and over again, then it's hard for them to get through it. So we try to get them in a quiet place without distractions.
My kids are young, Scott. They're not in high school yet, but how do you motivate your kids if they don't think they're good at math, or they just have this sort of fixed mindset that I'm just not good at writing?
We try to do a lot of things with what we call grit, trying to help kids be resilient. As a parent, I think that the first thing you need to have is a conversation about giftedness. Well, we know math is hard for you, son, but that means that we have to work harder at it. And then once again, I think if you put down boundaries for your children about the time it might take, like if they think math is gonna be done in 15 minutes every night, they're wrong. So you start establishing some boundaries and establishing a longer time period from the work on it, and maybe math's gonna take you 45 minutes when it's really difficult for you, or an hour. Another thing is when something's really difficult for kids, have them start with that. Have them start with that subject, because if they do all their other homework because they're trying to put off the subject that's hard for them, then they're exhausted by the time they get it and it makes it harder. So those are some of the techniques that we try to teach our kids and parents to help them with their harder subjects.
Oh, that's good. We're talking to Scott Fogo. He's a principal at Faith Lutheran High School in Summerlin. They're actually having an amazing discussion with their students and with parents next week on Thursday night, August the 16th, talking about World Vision. Their students have some big vision to impact an entire Kenyan community. We're going to talk about that and the idea that the students came to Scott with coming up next, but Bob Goff is actually going to be speaking at that next Thursday. SWS Radio. We're talking to Scott Fogo. He's principal at Faith Lutheran High School, and your students wanted to make an economic impact. They wanted to make a humanitarian difference, and some students came to you and said, hey, we want to do something different to impact the world with an idea.
We really try to have our kids' identity to be as loved and forgiven children of God. And then how do we act that out in our life? And the way we act that out in our life is we serve God by serving others and we proclaim the gospel message. And so we try to empower our kids to do this. So we have kids working out in the community all the time and all over the world. They do mission trips. But this last spring, we had three seniors. They're seniors this year. They're juniors last year. We had these three juniors approach me and say, I think our school's in a good position to maybe adopt the whole entire community. And they brought this idea, and they had this really these cool ideas of how to interact with the kids and possibly visit them, and how they could build wells and they could help build a school, and they wanted to find a community where they could really invest in long term. And so we went about contacting World Vision, who has the capacity to do this. They have a plan for World Vision of entering into a community and spending 10 to 12 years to develop it. And so we have a relationship with World Vision and now this Kenyan village that will last 10 to 12 years. We're really going to try to pour ourselves into that community.
So your students are what came to you and said, we want to dig wells, we want to break the cycle of poverty, and we want to adopt an entire village. That's big vision.
It is a big vision. And it was a really exciting process because World Vision actually offered us four different villages, and then our whole student body voted for the one in Kenya. And it's because AIDS has ravaged them and there's a lot of homelessness and there's some deep poverty, and our kids really thought that they could contribute to that.
I love that. So are you going to take some of the students to go check this out in person?
We are. So it's really exciting as World Vision came to us about 2 months ago and said, how about we kick this whole thing off by going to Kenya? And so 8 kids and one other adult and myself from the school are all traveling with World Vision folks out to our village that we're going to be adopting and sponsoring. And really exciting. I've never been overseas. And so this is the first time I've been anywhere, and it happens to be Kenya. And so I'm really excited about it. And so are the kids. They're really just really pumped up about it.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Scott Fogo on SOS Radio today, and he's a principal at Faith Lutheran High School. And a few minutes ago, he was sharing about this initiative that some of his students said, hey, we want to adopt an entire Kenyan village with World Vision. And Scott, children who are sponsored are more likely to stay in school. They're about 40% more likely to finish secondary education as well. They're 80% more likely to graduate college. They're 75% more likely to become leaders in their communities. This is about breaking the whole cycle of poverty, and these stats referencing individual children, but your students wanted to sponsor the whole community.
It's a really fantastic idea, the way kids think. I wish everyone could experience what I experienced of being a principal of a school. The kids' energy and their passion, but the best thing is their heart for their Lord and their heart for Jesus and their heart for helping other people, I think is unsurpassed of any other age group. And they don't have limits like we do on our brains where we think, oh, here's what we can handle. Not these kids are like, let's go adopt this whole entire village and really be a part of their lives for the whole entire time. And really, I want to tell you guys something, which is really cool. One of their key points in their presentation to me was that they wanted to help spread the gospel there too. So we have these really faithful kids that people don't always think the high school generation is faithful, but our school has a bunch of them. And this was part of their presentation to me is we want to be a part of spreading the gospel message, and we want to be the hands of Jesus there with them. And so we understand that how much breaking the bonds of poverty can really, really help. And we're excited about that, but we're also excited about spreading the gospel.
Amazing. We're talking to Scott Fogo from Faith Lutheran High School on SWS Radio. He's the principal there. But Scott, what excites you about this next generation of students that are growing up in America? Where do you see them just stepping up, wanting to make an impact on culture?
It's unsurpassed the amount of community involvement for this age group of students. I mean, they really want to make a difference, and they believe they can. And the use of technology has allowed kids, college kids, high school kids, to have a larger effect on the world than it's ever been possible before, and they could do it. And so as Christian people, if we have a chance to direct that, it just becomes really exciting because they want to do it and they have the excitement and passion and know how to do it. And so it's a really, really exciting thing for us.
Scott Fogo's principal for Faith Lutheran High School in Summerlin, and he's hanging out with us today on SWS Radio. Scott, you're raising a handful of teenagers yourself, and when you think about the passions that our teenagers have, what do you think we as parents can do to better understand how to use those passions as a motivational tool?
That's a really good and difficult question because every kid is still different, right? And I think that parents, you need to know your own child and understand what their interests are and then try to help them pursue their interests. One of the really things about American kids these days is you can't really get them to do things they don't want to do. It's not like you want your kid to be a dentist and they're going to become a dentist for sure. It's not the way it is. And so we really try to talk to parents about letting kids pursue their passions when they're young. And if they pursue them to the fullest, good things come from it. And of course, just like we were all taught, to be nice to your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do the golden rule, you know. Still teach your kids those same things. And then the magic kind of happens on its own because they are creative. They do have access to information and technology. And all these cool things come out of it. We had a student group 2 years ago say, we think we should build a greenhouse so we could feed the poor in Las Vegas. And so we could help out a group of kids on campus. And so they designed it. They sent it to the architects. They did the whole entire thing. And now we're about to have a grand opening of a 3,200 square foot, totally automated greenhouse that can grow stuff right in the middle of 115 degree temperature. And it's just, that was their interest level. They were science kids who wanted to help people out. And so you see, we are encouraging them to pursue their passions. They came up with the good ideas on their own. And I think that's what we try to do as educators. And as parents, I think you should do the same.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you can recognize your child's passions. You can recognize their giftings as something separate. And also the burden that's on their heart, because then you can motivate that.
I always talk to kids in terms of, where do you want to be in 5 to 10 years? And then what impact do you want to have on this world? And once they have the dream out in front of them, then it handles itself. And some kids are ready for that and some kids aren't ready for that. And that's what I found out. And sometimes our parents, we want to push our kids to greatness. And I don't think the pushing really works. I think God has a plan for them and God has built them in a certain way. And so what we want to do is we want to prepare them for that pathway, partner with them that pathway. I think sometimes parents nowadays just want to plow the pathway for them and it doesn't work, right? And so we try to talk in terms of every kid's different. They move at a different pace. They grow up at a different pace. And we're here as people to partner in your parenting with your kids at the school. And then try to keep the big things big, like the relationship with Jesus, the relationship with others, treating others well, finding a passion that they really enjoy doing. We basically require the kids at our school to be involved in an extracurricular because it's too important for them to find something that they like, they're passionate about, and get involved in that.
Current events. Cutting edge. Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
The school season is back on, and we're talking to Scott Fogo. He's principal at Faith Lutheran High School, and we're just talking a couple of minutes ago, Scott, about how a lot of parents just try to plow the way for their kids rather than challenge their kids to do it themselves. I think a lot of times we just get so worried about our kids that they're going to fail, and we become a little overprotective. We're so worried about their mistakes are going to turn into serious consequences, but a lot of times the consequences are actually how they learn best.
A lot of studies that have been shown is in consequences is when kids build character. And all of us parents, what we really want is when our kids graduate from high school, we want them to be independent adults. And so many times we take away the hard times that help them be independent adults. And so I have a parent of 3 high school boys, I make the same mistake, but we're trying to do it. And we talked to our school parents about it. I just had all the new freshman parents to our school in a meeting, and we talked about that. What all we want is we want our kids to graduate as strong Christian men or women so that when they go off to college, they're independent adults and they can think for themselves and their faith's real to them. And so it's an interesting conversation to have with parents because it's hard. Every kid's differently. There's no subscription, but how are you making your kids more and more independent each year is a question I ask the parents.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. We're talking to Scott Fogo. He's a principal over Faith Lutheran High School in Summerlin. You know, Scott, what do teachers wish more parents actually understood about their child's education?
The number one thing is it's really important that they learn to do it on their own. If you talk to college professors and colleges, what's happening is kids are coming in, they're not independent. Their parents have kind of babied them through a little bit too much. And so to really advocate for themselves when they are struggling, how do you as a child reach out to your teacher? Is the number one thing we talk to parents about. Your kids are going to struggle. Everybody's not gifted in the same ways. But when your kid's struggling, how do they respond? Do they pull into themselves? Do you just solve their problem for them? Or do you have them learn how to advocate for themselves and go? In the end, we all know what work ethic does for kids, but so many times we take away that choice. You know, we basically want things to come easy, but they're not going to go easy. And we all know that from growing up. But for some reason, this generation of parents, including myself, have been more of a paver's away instead of showing them a pathway and having them work their way through it.
Scott, do you believe we can actually teach a work ethic?
Oh, yeah, for certain. And I think it's a process. When we talk about independence, it would be insane for parents to say to their fifth grader, you're all alone, go get them, right? And same thing, in ninth grade, if my ninth grader is failing, I'm just not going to let them fail, right? If they have 4 Fs on their grade report, I'm not going to let that stand, right? So parents, there's different levels of the way that you have to interact with your kids, and then your kids are different too. And so I think every situation is different, as parents know, and I think they have to learn to kind of navigate that themselves.
We train our kids, we pray, and we just really hope everything turns out right. No, we always go deeper. I'm Scott Harrell on SOS Radio, and we're talking to the principal from Faith Lutheran High School. His name's Scott Fogo, and we're spending some time talking about how our kids, when they're in high school, a lot of times they're lacking that work ethic, they're lacking that motivation. But how do we as parents go about resetting a work ethic, Scott?
Well, I would tell the parents at our school to really partner with us, because what we'll do is we have extra tutoring. We have these things called academic centers where we basically will require kids to go there. And it's kind of like at home. They're kind of being grounded from some of the other fun things at school. They're going to go to an academic center and they're going to do their homework, right? And they're going to get the help they need. If they're struggling with the content, they're going to have the help they need. But we're going to try to get them back on the right path. Parents do the same thing today as they did with us. They take away their phones. They ground them, take away their free time. I think those are all still good things. There has to be consequences when you don't do something. And there are a lot of reasons why kids struggle in school. There are family problems, and there are emotional problems going on in kids, and they have learning disabilities. And so once again, as a school and a parent, you have to understand your kids are different. Very seldomly do kids want to do poorly. Right? And that's something that you learn as you work with individuals, is most kids want to do well and they feel bad when they don't do well. And so that is what's causing a lot of times a lack of work ethic. Or if I have a math disability and it takes me 3 times longer to do a math problem than another kid, that's depressing. And you don't feel like doing math anymore. Yeah. And so what we try to do is we try to talk to kids about God has gifted them with different things, and that yours might not be math. Let's get through high school math and let's go find what God's intentions for you are.
Oh, that's good. We're talking to Scott Fogo. He's the principal over Faith Lutheran High School in Summerlin. And your students came to you last spring. You had a handful of them said, we want to do something, and we have a vision. We want to adopt an entire village in Kenya, and you're going to do it, and you're going to kick it off, and you're going to invite parents to be a part of it as well.
Yep, we're trying to get as many kids sponsored as possible, and then we'll have larger projects. On Thursday, August 16th at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have what we call a parent night, but everybody in the entire community is invited to come. Bob Goff is a speaker. He's a New York Times best-selling author of Love Does and Everybody Always, and we're really excited to have him to come kick off our project and get everybody in the city involved. One of the things that the kids said right away is, we just don't want it to be our students. We want churches involved. We want other schools involved. We want the whole city involved if we can.
Bob Goff is amazing.
He is amazing.
I mean, if you read Love Does, he puts his cell phone number right in the book and it says, call me. And I've actually hung out with him on 2 different occasions, and we're sitting there and his phone's ringing, and I was like, man, your phone's blowing up. And he's like, well, I put my phone number in there. People call me all the time. He's like, you want to answer one with me? I'm like, sure. He puts it on speaker. He's like, hey, this is Bob. And someone's like, hey, Bob, I was just wondering if you'd actually pick this up. I saw it in your book. He's like, yeah, I'm hanging out with Scott from SOS Radio, and we're just talking about, you know, Kenyan villages and working with World Vision here. What's up? What are you doing today? Oh, I'm just working at an insurance company in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we just started talking today. He's like, hey, shoot me an email sometime. Nice talking to you. It's a quick conversation, but he actually answers
that. That is a great story. He's a wonderful guy. I can't wait. I've never met him in person. I can't wait to meet him in person. It's a real honor to have him come to our school. It's not easy to get him. And so we're real excited, and we want to invite the community to that event too.
All right. Well, coming up, it's on your website.
FaithLutheranLV.org.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harold's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS radio app.